Welcome to Unabridged, the weekly podcast where four teachers take on books. We're your hosts. I'm Jen, and I'm here with Ashley, Jenny, and Sarah. We'll chat about our book club's pick of the month, discuss selected young adult novels, recommend related books, and share our nerdy English teacher love of reading. To follow along with our schedule, visit our website, unabridgedpod.com. You want opinions about books? We've got them.
This is one of the episodes we're calling Short Stories, where we do quick takes on a subject related to reading.
This week, we're drawing a card from a game we have called Lit Chat, Conversation Starters About Books and Life. And girls, I'm so excited. I have not looked at any of the cards since I bought this set from Book Riot, and I am just really excited. So we are going to sound probably unprepared because we really have not looked at any of the questions. So I'm pulling it out now.
Ooh, I'm excited too.
All right. The question is, if you could live with any literary character or author, who would you choose? And I will just say it did like not specify how you live with the person.
Yes.
That has potential to go so many.
What kind of relationship you have with them.
None of that is specified.
Any literary character or author.
Who would you choose?
Could you read the question one more time?
Sure. If you could live with any literary character or author, who would you choose?
This is Sarah. I can go. So my favorite literary character, well, I love Scout Finch, but I adore Atticus too. Mm-hmm. And so I think I don't necessarily want to live in that time period, but I don't want to replace my own dad, but I because I love him very much. But I do think that Atticus is such an interesting character, and I just fell in love with him when I read the book. So I think being in the Finch household with Scout and with Atticus would be really interesting. Mm-hmm. And I would love to be able to observe them together and their interactions. I just love that, the whole thing. But I wouldn't really want to live in the time period. Mm-hmm. Even though I don't think that we've come that far. I still would like to be in present day, but be able to observe them and live in that household. Mm-hmm. I think that would be really interesting.
Yeah, Atticus would be cool to learn from. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and observe. I agree with that.
Some of my favorite quotes from literature come from him. Mm-hmm. Just.
All right, this is Jen, and I'm not convinced that this is the answer I would give if I had time to think. It's a solid answer.
I feel like there are going to be a lot of disclaimers.
Yes. I've been scrolling through my Goodreads, and this is the first thing that hopped out at me. Would be Anne from Anne of Green Gables. And I think she would just be a lot of fun. Like, she might be annoying sometimes because she does some really dopey things and she can be overly dramatic. But I also think that her commitment to imagination and to living imagination and to story are all things that I can connect to because I think stories are really important. She loves to read. She loves to write. And so I think she would be, really inspiring. And I think she would push me to commit more to that part of myself, which sometimes is hard to do.
This is Ashley, and I was scrolling through Goodreads as well and trying to think, and I feel conflicted because there are several ways I could go with this. Because I think if you think about the character, then it's also you're thinking about the world that they live in.
Yeah.
So then I think like with some of the fantasy characters that I like, it's the attraction of the world and not just the person. But I actually was just remembering Jacqueline Woodson that we saw speak.
Oh, yes.
And so you know, I don't know that I would want to live with her. And it sounds really creepy to even say that. As soon as it started coming out, I was like, I made a mistake.
Yeah.
I should pull this. Anyway, so you know, I'm not stalking her or anything, but she just seems like
she can be your neighbor.
Yes, she can be your neighbor. She just seems like a really awesome person. Like, I love her writing, I love her style. But then seeing her in person, she just was amazing, like gracious, interesting, brilliant, and so you know all the things that you admire in your friends and family members that were you know somebody you just would I would like to know her better. I think that she sounded creepy again. You know, but I just think
yes.
She just seems like a really interesting person, yeah. And so the question just makes me think about sometimes the authors that we read mm-hmm. and how they create these really amazing stories mm-hmm. and what an interesting person to create these interesting stories.
Yeah. So this is Jenny, and I, until you talked, Ashley, I had a whole other answer, and now I'm changing mine. I saw, not too long ago, within the past year or so, Kwame Alexander, and he was amazing and phenomenal and funny and encouraging, and I feel exactly the same way. I don't want to stalk him and make him scared of me, but, like, I so, you know, like, non-romantically want to, you know, hang around with him and just be like, you're cool. Yeah. I love the stuff you're saying. I mean... My nieces, 11 and 13, they found totally encouraging things that he said. He was all about saying yes to things. I love his take. He just seems really cool. Mm-hmm. And he just seems really tuned in. And so I would kind of enjoy, living maybe down the street from him. Mm-hmm. Maybe we get a nice little street where Jacqueline Woodson could have a house and then Kwame Alexander could have a house.
And
then
we can not stalk, right?
Not be creepy and weird
out.
At all.
Hang out nearby.
That's adds volumes to their work, though.
So. Yeah, exactly.
Well, and that's the thing. I think sometimes when you see somebody speak, not that you don't enjoy it, but it doesn't always enhance what you read. And I just feel like, I really enhanced the way that I saw her writing.
Yes.
And like you were saying, Jenny, like, just a cool person.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I feel like it's so easy for different ages to relate. Like, his message about saying yes to things, and every time he would... his eyes would love. He was like, I said yes. And he just got so, it was just so much fun to see how enthusiastic he was. And a little side note at the end, I will say this. Whoever his handler was at this local thing was really jerky and did not want us to take pictures with him. And my nieces and I were at the very end of the line because we were letting other people go ahead of us. And I was determined to get a picture of my nieces with him. And this, like, snippy little guy was like, no, there's no time for pictures. And I was like, you want to see time for pictures? I was ready for a fight. But Kwame Alexander heard this, picked up on it. He's like, girls, come on in here real fast.
Aww.
And he let me, I got a picture of him with my nieces because of him. Like, he made it happen, even though the other guy was really snippy. So that just bumped him up so much in my estimation, too.
Because
it was very cool. Yeah, it was awesome. So
now I want to live on your street, too.
I know. You can live on your street, too. You can be there.
Now I want a better answer.
Very inclusive to you. Thanks for listening to Unabridged. Do you have comments or opinions on what you heard today? We would love to hear them. You can find us on Instagram and Twitter at UnabridgedPod and on the web at unabridgedpod.com.